Okay, so this video, I forgot the hat in my other room because I'm playing Gran Turismo. Today, I'm just going to make it a day where I'm just going to drink liquor and play Gran Turismo online all day. If you play simulate, well, Gran Turismo, it's not really exactly a simulation racer game, but it's like it's not arcadey, I'll say that, but it's not simulate. It's not like legit simulation racing, but I got my PlayStation here. I got my 4K TV in the other room, and I'm playing that shit, and I'm drinking all day. So, but I got on YouTube, and I had to make a video about this shit tipsy, because this is how funny this shit is. Coach, I even know I didn't know I don't know. I'm a little older. I didn't know how I even get to some people's pages. Anyway, Coach Greg Adams posts this thing on YouTube, and you may have seen it already. If you watch my shit, I'm sure you know who Coach Greg Adams is, because the motherfucker's gangster. He posted, "This is why white knighting is foolish and dangerous. It's protecting her with your life. In this case, the woman he was protecting didn't even stick around to see him bleed out. SMH or shake my head." And he put a post to the link, and it's a video of this guy coming in and trying to white knight and protect this woman who's walking off with this douchebag guy. And the woman even starts fighting off the guy for trying to take her away from him. And then the guy comes up and gets shot. Bop! And he's on the ground, like dead. Oh my God. Like, okay, if you don't know who Coach Greg Adams is, this is free advertisement for Coach Greg Adams. Google that motherfucker, Coach Greg with just Greg Adams, like Adams. Watch his shit and look for this post and watch that video. That shit is unbelievable. As a grown ass man, to me now, it's completely unbelievable. The game is gangster. The game is so gangster. Like American men have a different American men. I've never been to Russia, so I can't speak on Russian men in Russia. But American men, like we have a certain and we've been impacted in a certain way that other countries haven't, because feminism, child support, raping men and shit like that. We have a different view. I don't know where this video was actually taken, but what I want to say is this: this happens around the globe. See, the thing is, the reason why the game is so gangster is because one part is because, okay, men are taught from young ages to respect women above anything else on the planet, above themselves. We are taught this from media, from superheroes to fucking music. We are constantly bombarded with treat women as perfect angels. Okay, that's one bad part to it. The next bad part is, women, you see, women are bird brains. All women are bird brains. Don't confuse it. Don't mix it up. Whatever. When it comes to the dating market and fucking, women are bird brains. They can't understand it. They can't. They just can't. They understand it like if it's their nephew, their son, something like that. They can understand it then. But when they're out in the big, evil, cruel world, they cannot understand it. So when they're in the big, evil, cruel world, a woman, they're completely bird brains. Their first thought is, "Oh, well, you have a penis, so you should just figure it out." You see what I'm saying? And if you don't believe me, look at single mothers who raise boys. Single mothers who raise boys, it's the same thing. I've watched this happen numerous times. A single mother who raises a little boy, she's gonna be mommy to the little boy until he starts, getting older, and then when the boy starts to get older, the woman instinct is going to kick in, even in the mother. The mother's going to go, okay, she's not going to openly say it, but her actions are going to say, "Well, you should just be a man. Go be a man and figure it out." You see, bitches don't understand that boys have to be taught how to become men. And see, even deeper, especially in North America, bitches don't understand that men, that see, feminism fucked up men. It fucked up boys. It rolled. It steered up in this direction to believe that they should, worship a woman, blah blah blah. But see, feminism. See, because feminists are fucking retarded. They're fucking mentally ill. Okay, they don't understand that men have to be taught and raised how to be a fucking man. They don't understand it. Their brains cannot, they can't comprehend. All the woman's brain comprehend is just be a man. Just do it. Like I said in a video a while back, when I used the situation of, it's like women who want to go to the moon and start a civilization, and they travel to the moon with, you know, this much air in their backpack, and then they get on the moon and see there's no air. A woman's immediate response is, we'll just put more air on the moon. Bitch, it don't work. It doesn't work like that. You don't just put air on the moon. First off, there's not enough gravity to even keep an atmosphere to keep the air down. Like, see, that's too much thinking right there. A woman's brain would just clock out. Daniel has to come fix it. Just get Daniel. See, this is why feminism is a fucking joke. It's hilarious. It's hilarious to even consider following a woman. It's hilarious, sad, and mind-blowing all at the same time. For guys who know, for guys who legit, like I say, guys who legit been married, been in long-term relationships, moved in with women, and they legit watched this thing operate from how it wakes up to it goes to bed. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing how women can still get this off. They'll always be able to get it off, especially nowadays with feminism. And there's always a new younger boy coming up. And then the younger boy's coming up in a single mother household, you know, that whole thing. And when it comes to single mother households, I have a good friend of mine. And I talked about him in a previous video. He's a good friend of mine. But he comes to me and he asks me for advice. He doesn't know how to get a girlfriend. Guys, he's 40 now. And he told me his story. He grew up with a single mother and like two sisters. And I told him flat out, we were sitting in the vegan cafe. In Europe, vegan cafes are fucking cheap. In America, vegan cafes would be like crazy expensive, but probably. I've never been to one in America, but I would assume it would be very expensive because it's if you write vegan on the front of anything, it's like a rarity, so it's automatically more expensive in the US. But here, it's not anything crazy. But anyway, I was sitting down with him at lunch. And I got this gangster ass curry soup. That shit was delicious. Anyway, he tells me a story. He's telling me like he's looking for a girlfriend. He's trying to start a family. He's 39. He's trying to start a family. Blah blah blah. And so I asked like, well, how did you grow up? And blah, you know, what was your parents' situation like? He said, because I already knew what it was, but how he was talking, how he was kind of carrying himself, how he would like respond to me and shit like that. I can tell women highly influenced him because he still cared about pleasing other people. Kind of like that Nick Cannon situation where like it's in his essence to want to please people. It's that's a bitch mentality, and bitches don't like bitches. You see, and bitches like men. You see, men don't care what you think. So he tells me a story, and that's what it was. He grew up with his mother, I think two sisters. And I told him right there from the start, I said, look, every time I've seen a man grow up in a single mother household, and especially if there's other girls, I told him this. Flat out to his face in the mall. It's in the mall in this vegan restaurant. I said, look, it's usually one or two extremes. One extreme, this boy falls for all the woman's bullshit, hook, line, and sinker. He thinks he's actually pleasing her. He thinks she actually likes him. He's just falling into the game. He's falling into the game. In that game of being the beta bitch, at best, beta bitch provider, right? And then the other extreme, which I've seen this, and I'll be honest with you, I've seen this. The other extreme is somewhere along the line, maybe his mother or sisters were too crazy, and then he started thinking, and he witnessed it. He's seen how those mood swings happen. He's seen the random yelling outbursts for no fucking reason. He's seen how, you know, how she just trashes her fucking room all day. He's seen it, and he acknowledged women's nature, and he grew above it. And for the rest of that guy's life, he never has a problem getting girlfriends, wives, friends with benefits, anything. Those are the two extremes I've seen. Because like I said, when I'm from Cincinnati, and I went to a trashy high school, so I've seen a lot of trashy shit. It wasn't trashy, but it was like, it was, I guess you would say like middle class trashy, maybe a little lower than middle class trash. Because there was a lot of people who really belonged like in the ghetto, but they got on there on some plan. It was like, I say it was a little lower than middle class trash. And like that's what it usually was. It was usually one of the two. Either one, he bought all the bullshit women sold him, or two, he learned from the bullshit and grew completely out of it. And a friend of mine, he bought it. And you know what's crazy? He admitted, he said, yeah, I'm the first one. I bought all of it, and I never, I mean, it was crazy. Like I didn't expect that from him. The motherfucker's from Ukraine. And he told me, he said, yeah, I'm the first one. I never even thought about it like that. And he admitted the shit to me. But yeah, man, like, fuck. I don't think that guy, the friend of mine, he's beta enough to fight for a woman. I think his look, because like I said, because he grew up in Europe, man. He's from Ukraine. He grew up in Europe, so he knows beautiful women. He's not, you know, taken by, he's not going to put his life on the line for a skinny girl, okay? Now, in America, and also in America and the UK, the guy might fuck around and do that shit. And that's how you end up dead on the Coach Gray Adams channel. Protect thou princess. And the fucked up part about that shit is, okay, think about that. If go on Coach Greg Adams' website. This is free advertisement. Because I say, this is what I said from my first videos. I don't do this for money. I do this for education, to hopefully reach out to, you know, that younger guy or older guy. He may not know, or he may need to hear somebody else say it, whatever. This is not for money at all. Because if this was for money, I would have bought a much nicer camera and asked for Patreon donations and all that shit. I don't ask for a subscription. I don't ask for a like. I ask for none of that shit. This is for education, to help the men who didn't know. Because I wish I had a guy who would have told me all this shit when I was 19. Okay, I didn't know any of this. I had to learn it. And luckily, I didn't end up, you know, on child support or alimony or anything along my journey. But a lot of other guys did, you see. And I'm trying to help other men from falling into that fucking trap. But I tell you what, man. The most fucked up part about that guy, that motherfucker lay dead. Like, go on Coach Greg Adams' website. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you the picture. Oh, they ain't going to show. This is the surveillance camera from when they jumped on him and started beating a white knight up, right? And this motherfucker, if you watch the video, he's laying out on the street dead, just bleed. You think the bitch came by and tried to hold his blood clot? No. Where do you think that bitch went? Where do you think the bitch went? And before you think about an answer, remember what I told you. When you want to think about what a woman's going to do in the world, think about the worst thing she can do, right? Then think three steps lower. And that's where a woman's brain usually is. I promise you, see, she sucked at least one cock that night from the guys who beat that poor man up and shot him. Either the guy who shot him or one of his friends, she sucked that dude's dick. She drank his nut. That night, like, bloop, 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 bloop. like Pie Pie eat spinach. She drank that shit. Bloop, 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 bloop. They had muscles. I promise you. Because that's what bitches do, man. Like I say in other videos, if you, as a man, if you want to think about a woman's brain efficiency, think about the worst thing you would do in that scenario, right? As a man. The worst thing you would do, then go about three steps lower of the dirtiness and filthiness and patheticness, and that's where she is. That's exactly where she is. I will bet $1,000 to a rotten tomato that is exactly. I already know she sucked one of those guys' dicks. That she drank at least one form of DNA that night, flat out. I already know this shit. You see, the hard part is trying to educate the 18 and 19-year-old guys who are, you know, infantile. The hard part is trying to get this across to them. Because, see, they still want to believe in a unicorn and blah, blah, blah. And it's now I saved the woman from the evil man, because that's what Disney taught me from Aladdin and shit like that. Like, the hard part is trying to teach them. Look, I know. I already. The bitch, like, there's bitches like that probably working at the brothel right now who did who's done shit like that and went off and sucked four cocks that night and then went to work in a brothel and sucked eight more cocks that night. The bitches don't care. Okay. You see, that caring, that the game is so gangster, and once you get it, it's like it's so difficult to explain it. But see, that whole morally caring about this shit, see, that's men. Men are doing this. You see, now women, some women, they'll try to live up to these morals because they think that's what men want to hear. But if you let a woman go off on her own nature, women don't, they don't have morals. They don't, their morals are to find protection. Okay. If he's respectful, damn that. Fuck that. Female wants protection. Okay. Like I said, with that Coach Greg Adams video, look it up. Watch that shit. I promise you, I know. I don't have to find her social media profile and ask her none crazy stalking shit like that. I already know she sucked at least one of those guys' dicks that night who was stomping him to death. I already know it. I know. Like, the hard part is like trying to convey, is trying to get this shit over. Because see, what'll happen is, a bitch will hear me talk like this and see, okay, this is how the next level deep gangster this shit is. A bitch will hear me say shit like this, right? And if I'm around other men, if there's any hope that she could kind of steer as if I'm hurt, she'll get that, she'll dig into that and fuel that amongst the other men. Because see, once she can do that, then she can manipulate those other men. You see what I'm saying? You see how deep this game goes with this shit, with bitches and grown men? Like, because she knows she would have sucked one of those guys' dick that night. All right, the woman who's gonna try to plan it on. Oh yeah, he's hurt. He's just jaded. Look, bro. Whew. It is so, like, the woman game is so gangster. Like, you have, like, in some instance, you even have to admire it. Because the core of why it's so efficient is because they know that guys secretly want this unicorn. You see? And anything that will fuel the unicorn, therefore fuel more manipulation tactics, they'll do and say whatever they have to do, a lot of them. It's unbelievable, man. So if this video makes sense, let me know. Like I said, I'm playing Gran Turismo and drinking all day because I don't got to work no job or nothing like that. It's foggy as fuck. Oh, matter of fact, I'm going to show you my telescope because I meant to do it the last. First, I'm going to show you downtown Prague. It's cloudy as fuck. Can't see shit. Fucking in about 2 months, it's gonna go ahead and clear up. Now I'm gonna show you my telescope. So I've been meaning to show you guys my telescope for a while. I got the window closed because the sunlight comes in. But this is my This is my telescope right here. And it's, you know, as you can see, it's cloudy as fuck. You can't see shit, so it's pretty much goddamn worthless. And this is my TV with Gran Turismo playing in the background right now. It's not dirty, but it's not super clean either. I'm waiting on a race to start on Gran Turismo. But yeah, I've been meaning to show you guys my telescope because I feel like I was just like, I kept saying it. It's like, it has a motor in it, and it has this fucking thing you use to control it to move it. It has a scope on it. Like, yeah, man, it's there. I've been meaning to show you guys that for a while, and I kept forgetting. But yeah, that's the video. And I'm getting ready to go play Gran Turismo and drink liquor all day. So have a good day.